It's a Wednesday, and I'm glad to have you along for the conversation. My next guest is the author of From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything, and How We Should Fight Back. I've got an idea. Do it with some real gusto. Julie Gunlock here, the director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So many things I want to talk about, but I wanted to get your take on something. Because you're a consumer advocate, you know, reporter oftentimes, right? I mean, you look at what's affecting people. And so I see that the Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Las Vegas, right? And okay. It's all about surveillance. I mean, everything, talking speakers, doorbell cameras, fitness trackers, all these gadgets with microphones, cameras, artificial intelligence. I mean, good God, would they leave me alone?
Sure, right. I agree.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Everything that you have now, your smartphone, your doorbell, the talking assistants, you know, Alexa or whatever. I mean, they've all got them. Google, Amazon, Apple, they all have these voice assistants. And we all know they're keeping data, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's funny. My husband is in IT. He has a job. He works for NASA. He's in the IT field. And we are... Our house is like, it's like going into a house in the 1880s. We have nothing. He won't let any of that stuff in our house.
What are you, Laura Ingalls? Really?
I have to beat the carpet out on the, he's really paranoid about that. He feels like there's a lot of data collection. But this is the thing. This is part of the reason these products developed. And particularly for children. I mean, you can put your baby in their crib and monitor their heartbeat all night. You can send your kid to walk the dog, and they have a little phone that you can watch them walk the block on a map. You have these sort of nanny cameras, or you can stick a camera in your kid's room and watch them play. So this is also, it's not just sort of the product that are geared towards adults. We see this into sort of children's lives, too, and we have become more paranoid. And a lot of these companies sort of suggest that these things will make your life better and safer. It's not just in sort of these surveillance products. You see this in disaster products, you know, like make sure your basement has 7 years of, you know, dried, you know, beef and other.
Hey, now easy. I might have some of that stuff. Relax. Let's not keep taking shots at the preppers.
All right. But the point is that this is all based on sort of alarmism, that we need these monitoring devices, that we need to keep track of.
Correct.
Every step our child takes, every breath they take, and this is a very common thing in our culture. And then, but yet, we live in better times than ever before. Crime
ever.
Is way down. You know, medical developments are better. You know, we're living longer, we're living healthier, and yet we again.
Well, hold on. Don't tell Greta Thunberg that, because as far as I can tell, we're living in hell.
Well, I mean, I should have said we only have I don't know.
Less than 10.
Probably 10 more years of good times before everything goes over the cliff, as they like to say.
But let me ask you something, because I want to back up. I want to talk about your husband a little bit. And at some point I want to talk to him about you, but that's for a little bit later. with your little house there on the high-tech prairie, Laura Ingalls, I mean, you can't ban everything. I mean, you've got a television set, don't you? And they're all smart TVs, which means if it's made by Samsung, it's watching you, right? I mean, all of these.
I'm literally going to walk into another room so my husband doesn't hear you saying this, because he will get rid of the televisions if we're not careful. I have a dishwasher, okay? I'm not hand-washing things. And yes, we have television, but you know, we don't. I feel like the last family on earth that doesn't have three, right? I feel like the last.
I don't have.
That doesn't have like internet-based music system hooked up to their Bose speaker. So yes, we do have televisions. I actually have an old-fashioned radio, but we don't have a lot of the way things are going. Sort of in the future, there's a lot of technologies out there that do make things earlier. You know, Siri, turn on the lights. Siri, do this. And he won't allow it. I mean, he's very anal about these genetic testing companies. He says, why would you send your genetic code to a company that will sell that information? So I think people do. I mean, look, I love technology. Obviously, I love innovation and progress. But I do think people need to be very discerning about where they give their information up to and what they allow into their homes, because these things do raise very important privacy questions.
They do, no question. Julie Gunlock here, the author from Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything and How to Fight Back. You know, my father, though, believe it or not, had a remote control device all the way back in 1975 because it was, like, very simple. Steve, turn on the light. Steve, turn off the light.
Yeah.
Steve, turn on the TV. Change the channel. Get up and change the channel. I mean, that's the way it worked. You had a remote control device, right? A little different. It does creep me out, Julie, because I think that every place you go, I mean, walk down the street in any city. You know, how many cameras are you on if you're in Chicago, New York, Cleveland? Doesn't matter. How many cameras are you on at the same time, right?
Yeah, look, you know, when I talk about the culture of alarmism, I don't want to suggest we shouldn't be afraid of anything, right? Because you should be nervous and sort of your your tenant code and your privacy in your own home should be guarded very strictly. You should be very careful what you allow into your home and the access you might be giving things or companies or governments. And so I do agree with this. I think that there are things that make life easier. But one thing that's really fascinating, ask anybody today that's, you know, our age to roll off a phone number out of
their memory.
They don't know.
Right? Yeah, they don't. They don't know.
Like, hey, what's your mom's phone number? Right? Everyone should know their mom's phone number. They don't know them. And so, and like directions, I go to very close places near my house, and I use my map. And it's bizarre how I actually feel nervous.
There's the challenge. There's the challenge. Unplug for the next 30 days. Don't use your map.
Sure.
Don't use your phone. They just use it for phone calls. Julie, I got to leave it there. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I like your husband's take on it, by the way, because I don't like those things. I don't have a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those electronic speakers.
Right.
I don't have any of that. Anyhow, got to run.
Right.
Great as always, Julie. Greatly appreciated. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. My husband and you would get along great.
There you go. Of course we would. Director of Independent Women's Forum, Center for Progress and Innovation. In her case, it's going backwards in time for progress. Julie Gunlock, everybody.